Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. And good morning, top of the morning to you and to you and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we come to lift them up, amen, beginning every morning, amen, with Jesus on our mind, TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. So we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners to our platform, our fellowship service, amen. You're having church, amen, with your pajamas on. Maybe it's not morning where you are, amen. Maybe it's already noonday, amen. Maybe the sun is already going down. Regardless, amen, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised, amen. So you can count on us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries to be here, amen. You can count on us to remain faithful to the Lord, amen, and be here, amen. If the Lord give us strength, amen, if there's no technical difficulties, we are here. In Jesus' name, and we don't come dragging and moping, amen, but we come rejoicing. Do the flesh be tired? Ooh, do the flesh be tired. Time is Wednesday come, beloved, for me, glory be to God, especially come Thursday. I'm telling you, glory be to God, it feels like, amen, a ton is on me. But let me tell you something, when I press in faith and shake myself and get out of my bed, amen, it just goes away. It just goes away, and it gets brighter. And let me tell you something. God will always reward our obedience. There is a blessing in pressing. There is a blessing in serving. And this is what we do here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. So if this is your first time, don't let it be your last time. Amen, because we are here 7 days a week. And we are celebrating 11 years. My God, amen. I don't even think about it. I just keep going. Amen. Just every day, we just keep trucking, keep pushing. Amen. 11 years. We don't know where the time went. Amen. Where the time is, but soon there'll be time no more. So we just want to thank God, amen, that we have an opportunity to serve God. and this small slice of time. Beloved, what God did, because God is eternal, amen, hallelujah, God is outside of time, above time, amen, time doesn't exist in the Lord's kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? When we get to heaven, there's going to be no watch, no clock, amen, no time. Oh, my God, amen, hallelujah. But, beloved, God took a slice of eternity, and he put it down here on earth, and he called it time, and that's why it has a beginning and the end. But glory be to God, amen, but soon there'll be time no more. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to bless the Lord, amen, for a mindset, a mind that's made up, amen, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you who do not know me, maybe you're listening in on the internet today. And glory be to God. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you stumbled on us. Amen. But there's no mistakes in the Lord's kingdom. So we want you to know that. But I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your coach and your, amen, host on today. And it is with great pleasure that I serve. Amen. Beloved, that's one thing about fulfilling your vision, the vision and the mission that God gives you. You don't get bored with it. Amen. I've been teaching on the last Sundays, for the last four Sundays about vision. Amen. And we'll continue to teach until the Lord changes the subject. Amen. But you don't get bored with it. Amen. It gives you a reason to get up. Amen. Even when you're tired. Amen. Glory be to God. You look forward to what the Lord, it is exhilarating. It keeps you fluid. Amen. Glory be to God. It's like a roller coaster ride. Or maybe you don't like roller coasters, but it's that excitement. It's a climactic season in your life. You know, it's just, you just on a high. Even when you're on a low, you're on a high. Amen. When you are fulfilling the reason, the purpose, amen, that God put you here on planet Earth, amen. So we all want to discover that, amen. And if you want to know how to do that, we've been teaching on that, amen, the last three or four Sundays. Go into our archives, amen, while it's still free, amen. Glory be to God, and pull it up, amen. And maybe the Lord will say something to your heart, amen. We want to thank God for our 5 a.m. platform on Facebook, amen, day number 22. I don't know why the Lord told me to keep count. All I know is it took 21 days for Daniel's prayers to be answered. We into day number 22. Ah, my God. 21 days, amen, hallelujah, that the angel, amen, the angels was in battle and warfare over Daniel's petition. Daniel didn't get it, it didn't come into reality the moment and the day that Daniel prayed for it. It was answered, but it was answered in the spirit. See, glory be to God. All of our prayers are answered in the spirit. That's where all our blessings come from. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. Glory be to God, huh? But it took 21 days to manifest. We are in day number 22 on our Facebook. Amen. 5 o'clock in the morning live. Amen. For 30 minutes. Amen. 30 minutes of exhortation and prayer. And the Lord gives us a different target prayer every day. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For, amen, the backup, amen, we come on that platform. You might only see my face, but I'm not the only one there. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the spirit of agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. For our brothers and sisters. Amen. Even around the world. Amen. There's plenty of people watching. Amen. That never sign in. We'll never know they was watching. We'll never know that they heard the word. They chimed in with the prayer, or they were affected by the prayer. That's the place we want to get to. Amen. If we can just get an email every now and then, a phone call every now and then, and say, you know what, your ministry was a blessing. Amen. That's all we want to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. But we don't have to hear it because we already know it's so. Whenever you do what the Lord tells you to do, beloved, you're going to be successful because God's word never returns unto him void. It always accomplishes everything he sent it forth to do. So you don't never need a testimony. You don't never need a phone call. Amen. It's not even required. As we perform for an audience of one, amen, the only phone call we really want to get is from him. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The only mail we really want to get is from him. If God be for you, amen, hallelujah, who can be against you, beloved? If God is with you, as long as we know we're walking with the Lord, you're always not going to be, amen. You know, you may not be a celebrity. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody may not know your name. They may not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to be a celebrity, you're going to be a celebrity for Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when Pastor Bradford becomes a celebrity, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just sharing with you this little part of what I already know. I'm going to be a celebrity for Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody got to get up there in Hollywood. Somebody got to get up there and let everybody know. Tyler Perry needs some help. Tyler Perry and them other Christians. Amen. It's a bunch of Christians in Hollywood. Glory be to God. But they need some help. Glory be to God. They need to know who Jesus is, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And when God can use somebody like you or me and elevate us and promote us on that level, everybody's interested because they want to know, how did you get here? Because they know your story. They know you was born in poverty. They know you struggled the majority of your life. They know you grew up begging and credit report all jacked up, glory. They know it don't take long, amen, for somebody to find out something about you. They don't even need your social security number no more. All they need is your phone number now. Glory be to God. They can find out anything they want to look. Forget about privacy. All right? Cut all that. Big brother is watching. He always been watching. Now it's just no secret he's been watching. Glory be to God. And so now, beloved, amen, they want to hear your story. They want to know, how'd you get up here with us? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, God got to bring somebody up to that level. See, hallelujah. But who? He's going to bring the faithful, which is what we are talking about today. God needs to put somebody up there with the millionaires and the billionaires, and so you can let them know. Because let me tell you something, glory be to God. It's going to be some rich people in heaven, but they need to know that they can't take their money with them. See? God needs to put somebody up on that level, glory, that he can trust, glory be to God, that will lift up Jesus and without them backsliding. God needs to count on somebody. Well, who are going to be the ones that the Lord, amen, is going to promote to that level? It's going to be the subject that we're talking about for a few minutes today, the faithful, beloved. It's going to be the faithful. If they're the only ones he can depend on. Everybody else a little bit too flaky, too shaky. Huh? The ones that passed the test, the ones that's been proven and tried. They're the ones that God is going to promote. Well, the flip side of that is God can't put you up as a celebrity, put you up on millionaire status, talk to other millionaires, billionaires, unless you become one. Because let me tell you, let me show you the scripture here as we go into our lesson on today. I hope you have your notebooks and have your pen. I want you to write your scripture down. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse number 16, it says this: "But I say that wisdom is better than might, though the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard." The poor man's wisdom is despised and his words not heard. What does the Bible say? No one listens to a poor man. Ain't nobody listening to you. You ain't got no money. What you going to tell them? You can't even pay your own bills. They don't know. Even though the poor man has the wisdom, ain't nobody listening to him because he's poor. So the only way God is going to get us, beloved, amen, on that platform, on that level, to talk to, amen, the people that the world deems to be successful, even though they're bankrupt in the Lord's kingdom. Somebody got to come in there with a testimony. Somebody has to come in there anointed. Somebody has to come in there focused. Somebody got to do it. Who is God sending in? Amen. Well, beloved, amen. God is going to send in the faithful. Amen. We've been teaching, amen, on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And we pray, amen, that you have being blessed, amen, by our teachings. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, today, and you can find, for those of you who do not know, the fruit of the Spirit can be found in the book of Galatians, amen, chapter number 5. Amen. And verse number 22. All right, verse number 22. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. And today we want to talk about faithfulness. Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, faithfulness. God help us. God help us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Goodness, faithfulness. Beloved, amen. When the Bible uses this word faith, amen, glory be to God. And the Greek definition, glory be to God, is talking about a person who is faithful, a person who is reliable, a person who is loyal, a person who is steadfast. It pictures a person who is devoted, a person who is trustworthy, a person who is dependable, a person who is dedicated, a person who is constant, and a person who is unwavering. Now, if I was to ask you this morning, how many people do you know that fit in this category, you may struggle, amen, to find one or two or three. But I want to take it a little bit deeper this morning, beloved, and ask you, are you one? Later, for the people that you can't find no one to fall into that category, the question is, are you one? Are you loyal? Are you reliable? Are you steadfast? Are you trustworthy? Are you dependable? Are you dedicated? Are you constant? And are you unwavering? Beloved, we see it, glory be to God, all around. We talked about it last night in Bible study, glory be to God, about the signs of the times and the falling away and people backing up and no longer want to listen to sound doctrine and they have itchy ears, et cetera, moving from church to church, ministry to ministry, job to job, husband to husband. You're on your third, fourth, fifth husband, third, fourth, fifth wife. Huh? No commitment. No commitment. Every time things don't go the way you want, you just jump out. You go over here where it's more convenient. Over here where nobody's harassing you. Glory be to God. Huh? When the word of God tells us, amen, when Paul told Timothy, amen, preach the word in season, out of season, rebuke. Exhort, yes, but rebuke, huh? You know, you don't want to be rebuked. Don't want nobody telling you nothing. Glory be to God. Every time you see somebody, you know, look better than your wife, you're ready to move, run around, and somebody else got curves, huh? He's finer than your husband. He got more husband. Now you want to see what he got. But love it, let me tell you something. Look. If you take a plant and you put the seed in that flower pot and you keep moving that plant from pot to pot, that plant is going to die. That plant is going to die because you didn't give the plant time to grow, to get no roots, to go deep. Baby, we have to go deep. It tells us, glory be to God, beloved, amen, we got to count the cost. And if you don't build your house, amen, you can build your house on sand or you can build your house on a solid foundation. And so we find out that by Psalms 1 talks about the plant that is by the rivers of water. And, beloved, if you go to Florida and those other places and you see all those big, pretty, strong trees by the water, glory be to God, they're the strongest trees, even after Hurricane came, the tornado came, Katrina and all them have come, but the tree is still standing. Why is that tree standing and that hurricane just swept through there? It's because the roots ran deep. The roots wasn't repotted from place to place. And the beloved, glory be to God. For better or for worse, not just to your marriage vow. That's for the kingdom. We can't just serve God when God answers our prayers right away and God have us waiting too long, or we're going through some channels or some valleys or some situations we don't particularly like, that now we want to quit on God. I ain't going to pray that. I ain't going to go to that. Beloved, there's no faith in it. You're not loyal. You're not steadfast. Did he tell us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? You're not reliable. We need you. We need you to show up on your post. Where you at? Well, and you ain't even call. And you ain't even call. You ain't even send a text. Dependable. Yeah, well, they might be there. They might not be there. We don't know. But, Lord, there's some people, amen, I know a couple people in my life, glory be to God, in my circle, when they give you their word, something got to happen. I mean, something got to really happen for them not to show up. I mean, really. If they say they're going to be there at 10 o'clock, they're going to get there at 9:30. Beloved, are we that way in the Lord's kingdom? Can God count on us? We know what it is God has called us to do. We're supposed to have a life of prayer. We're supposed to be praying without ceasing. We're supposed to be looking for opportunities to pray. We're supposed to be spending time in God's word every day. We're supposed to be doing good to all men, especially to the household of faith. We're supposed to be givers. Glory be to God. We're supposed to be lovers. Glory be to God. See? So God spells everything out, beloved, but deep down in that, when we follow the Lord and walk up to God closely, then God will even, he said, if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart is the vision, the mission, the purpose that God created you in the first place. You wasn't no mistake. It wasn't God got bored in heaven and said, let's put a couple more souls on earth. No, God is very intentional. Some of you already know the reason you was born. You already know it. See? Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you fail. It all depends on what you feel like. Let me tell you something. When you make up your mind, believe you show up with your headache. You show up and your feet hurt. You show up. Y'all know how it is when most of us now, amen, are reaching them golden years. But you know how it was when you're punching the clock. Some of you still punching the clock. You punch that clock regardless. But when it comes to the Lord's kingdom, we have all these excuses, all these excuses. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, and the reason for this is, beloved, this spirit of faith is contrary to the flesh. Because the flesh seeks to be lazy. Oh, we all love some lazy moments. Come on now. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. Sleep. I don't think nobody loves sleep more than me. We all love to get some sleep. And I'm not talking about unnecessary sleep, beloved. I'm talking about excessive. I'm talking about sleeping when you ain't tired. That's lazy. The flesh seeks to be uncommitted. The flesh is undependable. And the flesh is completely unreliable. And you know it. That's why the things you said you was going to do, you don't do it. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Why? Because you was dependent on your flesh. And you got ready to do it, and your flesh told you you ain't going to do it. Your flesh told you there was going to be a change of plans. And because your flesh is, when your flesh is the strongest, you go with the flesh. The flesh told you, no, you ain't going to do it. I know you said you're going to do it. I know you was thinking about doing it, but you ain't going to do it. See? Well, I gave them my word I was going to be there, yeah, but you ain't going. the flesh, beloved. See, the person that you feed is going to be the strongest. If you feed your spirit, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you feed your spirit every day, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you feed your spirit the word, if you're in prayer, if you're in fastings, and we still fast on Wednesdays. I know I ain't mentioned in a while. We still fast on Wednesdays. You feed your spirit will be the strongest. But, beloved, if you don't feed your spirit, your flesh is going to be the strongest by default. Just by natural default. You don't even have to eat your natural food, and your flesh is still going to be telling you what to do. And your soul, so you are a spirit, you possess a soul, you live in a body. Your soul is neutral. Your soul goes with whoever's calling the shots. So if your flesh is calling the shots, your soul goes with your flesh. If your spirit is calling the shots, your soul goes with your spirit. Now the problem is when your soul, amen, is divided. Then that's for those who are double-minded. And so that the soul is divided, trying to go with your spirit and your flesh. A double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. And then you get nothing accomplished. When Paul wrote to Timothy and told him to choose leaders, he urged Timothy to choose faithful men, women, faithful. Which we showed you in the scripture a couple of days ago about the women in the Bible. Not only were these women in the Bible, they were wealthy women, and they supported Jesus' ministry. That's why Jesus had so much money in his ministry. Huh? And Jesus took it. Thank God for them women. Where they at, Lord? Where they at? Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. So he told Timothy to choose faithful men. This word faithful, beloved, amen, glory be to God, tells us that it is mandatory for this fruit of the Spirit to be found in leaders and disciples in God's children. Don't nobody want to deal with you. You ain't faithful. How about you want a job and you calling out the 2 days every week, coming in late, you still on probation and you showing up late. Don't nobody want to do no business with nobody like you. Some of us done lied to our children, done made all type of promises we didn't keep and think it's okay because we the mama, we the daddy. You done scarred that child for life. It's going to take a miracle to change that child. Then we expect more from other people than what we're willing to give out. We disappointed when people disappoint us, but we disappoint people whenever we feel like it. I just wasn't feeling good. So what? How you think Jesus felt when he was being led to the cross? Bruised and whipped. Didn't even look like himself. You think Jesus felt like going to the cross? He had prayed the night before and prayed the same prayer 3 times. Father, if it be your will, Father, you sure? You think Jesus really wanted to go to the cross in the flesh? No. Well, I ain't going today because no, you got to go. Why? Because you got a commitment. You made a commitment to show up. God is counting on you. People are counting on you. Beloved, when are we going to get our principles back? When are we going to get our values back? We're going to do it because we said we're going to do it. No, today is not a convenient day, but I'm going to do it anyhow, and everything going to work out. I made some appointments today and yesterday. I was trying to wiggle my way out of them. Went into prayer this morning. I was going to get online and reschedule. The Lord said, no, you don't. I said, well, Lord, it's supposed to be raining real hard tomorrow. He said, put on your raincoat. You got two of them. Matter of fact, I got three raincoats. Put on your raincoat. Your windshield wipers work on your car. You going to show up. Because you made a commitment. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. This word faithful here is also used in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 2. Write that down. 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. And Paul writes, moreover, it is required. I want you to underline the word required. A requirement is a requirement. Mandatory. No exceptions. It is required in stewards, in believers, in disciples. Those of us in the Lord's kingdom, it is required in stewards that a man, that a woman, that a person be found faithful. God can't use you if you're not faithful, beloved. God looking for you over here and you over there. God looking for you at 1 o'clock and here you come at 3 o'clock. I'm here. The Lord showed me that so plainly. I don't know why he showed it to me like that. On Sunday after church, I went to my son's football game. It was the last football game for them at Glory Be to God. And the game was at from 2 to 4. Amen. Glory be to God. And I went. Normally, I don't go to the Sunday games, but I did go to the Sunday game. And then I came back home. Glory be to God afterwards. And the Holy Spirit said, now imagine. Glory be, the game was at 2, amen, and you showed up at 5 o'clock to the boys' games. Everybody done went home, everybody home, eating dinner or whatever, and you talking about, well, I showed up, and everybody was gone. And we get that same mentality in the Lord's kingdom. You a day late and a dollar short. Talking about you showed up. Yeah, but you didn't show up when God was counting on you. You didn't show up when you was needed. The people are hurting right now. The people need prayer right now. You're talking about tomorrow or when I get my sleep on or when I get back from vacation. Or you got all this. You're not faithful, beloved. Your priorities come before the Lord's priorities. And you can't win that way. This is why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. God's will first. God, what is it you would have me to do? Do you want to do it? No, not all the time. Is it always convenient? No, not all the time. But God rewards faithfulness. A faithful man, write this scripture down. Let me, it's in Proverbs, I think it's 28:20, if I'm not mistaken. Then I'm going to help you out right now. I'll give it to you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Okay. Proverbs, I was right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm doing pretty good for a woman with two brain aneurysms, huh? All right, nothing slow about Pastor here. Why? Because it ain't me. It's the Holy Spirit in me. Proverbs, amen, chapter number 28, verse number 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Ah, but I ain't no man. All right, come on. Now, we got to do a teaching, amen. Glory be to God, amen. God is not, amen, racist, amen, hallelujah. Sexist, amen. A faithful person shall abound with blessings. When you are walking in a spirit of faithfulness, you take, it's going to bring you, amen, an abounding blessing. Your blessings continue to increase. Miracles coming out of nowhere. What did they do? All they was doing was walking in faithfulness. I'm doing this because God requires this of me. I'm doing this because God demanded. This is my calling. This is my mission. I serve for an audience of one. And I am going to remain faithful. But come on over here. Can't do it right now. Can't do it right now. One of our, I'm not going to call no names right now, one of our prayer partners on this ministry, I'm really, really impressed with her because of her commitment to serve in this ministry. Glory be to God. I've known situations where she had people waiting. I've seen her get up and walk out of a funeral, out of services, glory be to God, to say she had to do the prayer call. I wasn't expecting her. I said, well, maybe we can get somebody else to do this prayer call. She would leave the funeral, sit in her car, do the prayer call, go back into the funeral. Her husband was shopping for her wedding ring. He in the store ready to pull out his Visa card or whatever. I know he paid some money for it because I saw the ring. She got him in the store while she's on the prayer call praying. While her husband's ready to spend thousands of dollars for a wedding ring, engagement. Beloved, that's what you call faithfulness. Commitment. I got something to do. I'm coming to you, but I'm going to come to you when this is over. Well, come on. Let's go down to the beach. I can't go to the beach because I got to usher. Oh, glory be to God. Now, after I get finished ushering, let's jump in the car and let's go if the Lord give me permission. I can't leave my post. I got to be faithful. God is counting on me to honor my word. Beloved, we don't find too much of that. People just want to go where the party is, swing where the party is, go with what's convenient, go with what they feel like it. I don't feel like it today. You don't feel like it. Don't go there. What they got to do with anything? Beloved, we look at the lives of our parents, our foreparents. One thing about them men and women, they were committed. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of that stuff that went on, but I ain't judging none of them because they was committed. Them women stuck with those men. Glory be to God. Even come home, they take care of the babies, the litter that they was making out there in the street. Them women said, bring them babies over here and I'll take care of them. Y'all saw Fence, the movie Fence. They was committed. But he beating on you. They was committed. That's all I want to say. And some of them men, yes, they was beating, coming home drunk. But I'm going to tell you something about the ones I know. Amen. They ended up on the altar because a sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. They didn't run to the divorce court because they had an opportunity. They said for better, for worse. But Beloved, can we sell out to God like that? Can we tell God for better, for worse? I was sharing with a young lady 2 days ago. This lady didn't have no legs. Both her legs was cut off. I sold her a Medicare policy. Both her legs cut off. I said, boy, your attitude is just so wonderful. Your attitude is so wonderful. Here she is still serving the Lord, no legs. We got legs, and we want to talk about how much our legs hurt. Maybe that's why your legs hurting. Beloved, glory be to God. Paul said, it is required that a man or woman be found faithful. So, beloved, if we can translate that into Greek, that it is required that a man or a woman be found devoted, trustworthy, dependable, dedicated, constant, and unwavering. How many people like that do you know? And are you one of them? Sometimes we don't know nobody like that because we're not one. Because you are attracted to who you are If you flaky, you're going to be attracted to flaky people. Beloved, amen. And it is said and it's true. Take a look at the three closest people are in your environment. This is the three closest people. That tells a whole lot about who you are. If the three closest people in your life are liars and cheaters and adulterers and unworthy and undependable, I can't say you need to change circles, because you can't change circles until you change, till you allow God to change you. Beloved, as I close on this morning, faith or faithfulness is so esteemed by God that God lists this in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And we've been spending a little bit of time on that love chapter. But y'all know the 13th verse where it says, now abide faith, hope, charity. Faith, hope, charity. This fruit of the Spirit, beloved, is a part of the eternal nature of God. And the Bible stresses that God is faithful. We can find that in 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful. And God is utterly dependable. Numbers 23:19 says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Jesus himself is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, beloved, if this unchanging, constant, stable, unwavering behavior is the nature of God himself, it should not surprise us that when his Spirit is allowed to freely work in our lives, he makes us faithful. He makes us steadfast, just like God. God is faithful. Therefore, beloved, we should expect faithfulness to grow in our lives as one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Closing question. Does the Holy Spirit have enough freedom to produce faithfulness in your life today? Yesterday we talked about goodness. That's the whole, are you giving the Holy Spirit enough freedom, beloved? Or are you selfish and self-seeking, consuming every spare dollar on yourself and never showing concern for the needs of those around you? Do other people know you as someone who is unstable, someone who is undependable and unreliable? How do people know you? All you got to do is ask them if you got enough guts to ask them, or just listen to them talk. They talking. They talking. Yeah, they saying this, they saying that. Well, check out what they saying before you call them a liar. Let me tell you something about the truth. The truth hurts, beloved. The truth will make you miserable, but the truth will make you free. Check out what people are saying about you. Maybe some validity there. Because, you know, it's so hard for us to see ourselves. It's easy for us to see other people. But God knows we don't want to take the mold out of our own eye. The answer is yes, beloved, to any of the questions. Doesn't this indicate that you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to do his work in you? Let God be God. Come on out with your hands up, beloved, today. If he truly had the freedom to operate in your life, and we gave the God free sway to do his thing, just surrender, humble ourselves. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Then the fruits of faithfulness will be evident in you. Don't you agree? Don't you agree, beloved? Amen. If we can't say amen, just let us say ouch. God is so forgiving. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. And even though you might not have been faithful, it's not too late to begin today. You can begin today. Father God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. As often as you want me to do it, how you want me. Show me when, show me where, show me how. And God, you helping me, you can count on me. That's all God wants, and he'll take it from there. And God will take it from there. Amen and amen. Lord, we say thank you, and we want you to work so mightily in us that faithfulness becomes an integral part of our lives. Please forgive us for the times that we've been flesh-bound and insensitive to the human needs that are all around us. We have walked right past people with serious needs, yet we haven't even noticed them, Father. We are convicted by this, Lord, and we are asking you to help us shift our focus from ourselves to those who are around us, and we ask you to help us to become so faithful that people will know that they can depend on us. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Even on yesterday, I was on the 12 o'clock call, but I was out in the field, so I really couldn't really get involved. But I heard Sister Shannon's testimony. Amen. Glory be to God that she shared with us on yesterday. That was another example of faithfulness in action. Amen. And so we have it here, beloved. Let us stay there and let us continue to grow and abound, because a faithful person will abound with blessings. That means you keep your blessings increase. As you continue to be faithful, your blessings continue to stack up. I don't know about y'all, but I can use the blessings. Amen. Amen. All right. That's the word of God for today. Amen. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. In form of announcements, let me see. What's the day? The day is what? Thursday already, I think. Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay. We'll be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back tonight at 9 p.m. Amen. And in Jesus' name, please join us. Amen. Spread the word. Spread the word. Amen. Glory be to God. I was talking to a bunch of senior citizens, and they said, we haven't been to church, you know, since COVID. And they were just so happy to know about our ministry, where all they had to do was pick up the telephone and call in. Amen. Just spread the word, beloved. You can't make nobody do nothing. Amen. But look, you got here because somebody invited you. Let us not be selfish. Amen. And let us continue to invite others. And you'll be a blessing to somebody. Somebody's going to be eternally grateful to you. Amen. So know that there's a group of people here around the clock. Amen. Rendering service unto the Lord. And we bless God. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Amen. 5 o'clock Facebook, back here at 6, giving God praise, giving God glory, and giving God honor. Yesterday was our evangelist Ernestine Jackson's birthday. We found out at the last minute. Amen. Glory be to God, because I opened up the call yesterday and I forgot to get all the November's birthdays. But believe me, we're going to get. See, God didn't let that. See, you know what? God knew my heart. And God knew that I wanted to honor all of our ministry partners. And even though I didn't have Ernestine Jackson on the calendar, God didn't let that day close without me knowing and without us knowing. See, God won't give you the desires of your heart, beloved. All you got to do is want the right thing. So we're going to make sure we get all the November prayers. We know we have Sister Shannon, and then we got somebody else in the November calendar. I promise you, amen, we're going to get to everybody. La-di-da-di, everybody. Continue, beloved. Amen. Remember it. Amen. We want to, all the tickets, amen, we want to collect all that on the end of this month for our event. Anybody want to place an ad in the Souvenir Journal, the 20th is the deadline, because we don't want to be rushing with that. We still got to organize it, get everything together, lay it out. Okay, because most people don't know how to do that. So, Erica, we don't want to overwhelm Erica like that. Okay, And you know, and then we still got to get it to the printer so the printer can make the copy. So, and we don't want to, amen, do everything at the last minute. Amen. So please, anybody you know with a business, a service, anything, they want to put an ad in the Souvenir Journal, the 20th. People don't throw away these books. They don't throw away these books. I told Sister Valerie she needs to put her real estate business in there, whatever service you got, if it's nothing but a quarter page, okay? People don't throw away these books, amen? So just something for you to think about, amen, in Jesus' name, and pray about. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for this service on today. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth. And it will never, ever, ever return unto you void. Father God, as we go out today, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day today, glory be to God, but every day is a beautiful day. Father God, the sun is always shining. Glory be to God. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. We cancel the devil's assignment. We squash every agenda, plot, plan, scheme, and ploy, not only against us, but against our family, our children, Father God, our spouses, our parents, our neighbors, our coworkers. We cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, and ploy, and decree and declare it will not take root, it will not prosper, it will not come to pass. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we dip, Father God, ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. In Jesus' name, we are not afraid by the arrow by day, the terror by night. In Jesus' name, we say thank you for fortifying us, and we are unable to be touched by evil. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come at 12 and 9, Father God. Bless them for their faithfulness. Every prayer warrior in this ministry, Father, bless them for their faithfulness, God. We know they could be doing something else. We know they could be working in somebody else's ministry. They could even just be sleeping. Father God, whatever. But we thank you for them, past, present, and future, Father God. Bless them. Bless them till they want no more, till they want no more. In Jesus' name, and we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, amen, and we seal this prayer, amen, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare, it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today, saints. I appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a beautiful, lovely, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. And remember, it is required that a person be found faithful. Amen. It's a requirement in the Lord's kingdom. God bless you. It's my prayer.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me.
And
I rejoice today.
I rejoice today.
For I shall recover it all.
I shall recover it all.